Hello, welcome to the Dragon Show. That's Dragon and Fair together. I'm Xander, this is Alkali.
I'm not here.
We're doing this not at a FurCon.
Well, no, we're not, because I'm not here.
Yes.
This is the Xander Show.
You are, no.
I'm going to comment on what Xander says.
I don't do shows myself for a reason.
Here we go. Here you say something.
Boop.
You look stupid.
What?
Well, I told you, I was going to comment on what you said.
What was wrong with Boop?
Nothing was wrong with Boop, you're squinting at me.
Because I can't see.
It's like
I don't have my contacts in.
You don't have your contacts in for the podcast.
I actually was going to get...
You were
going to
wear your contacts for the podcast? You're stupider than I just claimed.
You just criticized me for squinting.
I'm very distracted by your squinting. It's like there's an Asian boy
That's
in the room.
And you're used to that.
Yes, yeah, I'm very distracted.
In your basement, you're just beating Asian boys. Stop squinting!
You know, if I ever start going blind and you keep squinting at me, I'm going to mistake you for an Asian every day.
The cops come over. Why did you beat all these Asian boys? They wouldn't stop squinting at me.
They were making fun of Xander. Just squinting all the time, sexy.
So I beat him in the ass with my dick.
Sir, when you say in the ass, yes, sir, I do mean that. Right in the ass.
You think they'd all know kung fu? They really don't.
So... we were discussing something at work.
Okay.
Speaking of kung fu.
Okay.
Chinese throwing dildos.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's think of the actual odds of this happening. Let's say somebody is running away from you.
Okay.
How many throwing dildos do you think you'd actually need to throw before one of them right up their ass?
It depends on the throwing dildo, because there would have... I'm picturing, like, at least four.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Right?
Yeah. So, and they have to throw them from, like, really close in, just... really, really, very little body movement, but they just fly straight. Not end over end, just a perfectly straight, like an arrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's just a dildo, but it's a throwing dildo.
It's a throwing dildo, yeah. Probably a little skinnier than normal dildos, because, you know, you really want deep penetration.
And what are we throwing this into?
Let's go with Mark. We're throwing them at Mark.
Does Mark get around?
Mark does get around.
Okay,
Mark gets around. He is a made-up person that I made to throw dildos at. So.
But the asshole is like Wolverine. It heals very quickly.
Oh, absolutely.
So
he's obviously a homosexual, which is our gay power.
Gay secrets.
Assholes heal quickly.
Yes. Like, oh my God. Someone should do that for a science experiment in elementary school. Maybe not. No, that would be a bad idea.
And the show went to a new low. Okay, so
how fast will my ass heal after Daddy has his beer time?
Beer time?
It's beer time.
It's beer o'clock. Get over here, sonny. I have a science experiment to do. Bring Daddy his throwing dildos.
Uncle Cosby gives me some pills, and I'm like, oh, butt hurts again. I can't poop for a few hours.
Oh, man. Now it makes me uncomfortable when somebody says, don't get butt hurt over this.
Oh my God. Wait, is that what it means? Like, you just got your butt fucked, so then, like, you're mad? Like, think about it. Like, don't get butt hurt.
How could you possibly be mad after getting your butt fucked?
That's
true. It's a religious experience.
For straight people, it's a bad thing. Okay.
So, I had somebody, a straight male, ask me, say, wait, how do you ever take something that size up your ass and be the same? I'm like, dude. Haven't you ever had a glorious shit?
Oh my God.
And he looked at me like I was crazy and was disgusted and walked away. And that's what I expected. But the next day, he looked at me and goes, it was once the size of a fist. I respect you. And just left. And that was it. We never spoke of it again. But he knows.
See, straight people don't understand. We do butt sex because A, there's a hole.
Yeah, there is a hole.
We ran out of holes.
We did.
We tried the eye hole, the ear hole. Mouth hole's good.
Mouth hole's good. That was definitely
good.
A plus. Eye holes, C minus, yeah. Too much sinew in there.
Dick hole, very, very high level of difficulty.
You know what it is?
What?
That one's a learning curve.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Some people get the automatic A in the dick hole fucking.
Okay. Hand hole, only Jesus can do
that.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. And we're doing new low.
He's got new low. He's got that. So, the butthole,
yep.
It's there. Tried it out. And wouldn't you know it, this is one of the one things that makes me believe there might be a God.
Yeah.
It feels good.
No, that was well done.
Right?
Well done, God. Well
like,
done.
Not right away, But like the little engine that could, we kept trying. Chugga, 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 chugga. And then eventually it feels good. You're like, oh, this is actually pleasurable. So like, that's like, why? Why would it feel good if it's like evil? That's what I'm saying.
Well,
why would it be set up for a guy to like, oh, that actually doesn't.
Evolution. When there were cavemen, there was a lot of rape. And don't forget, cavemen were stupider than us. So, like, you know, we can take a look. It's like, okay, square peg, square hole.
Uh-huh.
Cavemen rapists were more along the line of hole. They didn't know. I doubt they knew the difference between males and females. So there were these guys like, oh, poop comes out of there. And evolution, Darwin was just like, okay, you know what? Just fucking make it feel good. This isn't working.
I missed that very special episode of the Flintstones. Hey, Bon, where's he going? Oh, he's off to go raping again.
Oh,
it's a living.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They'll shove a dick in your rear end.
He ties up some hands with some eels or something. Like, this is wrong.
Electric eels, that's how electrostim started.
Okay. So we did rape, we did Chinese boys, we did... Okay, I have a new one.
Okay, new one. Wow, we have new racism on the show?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how we can go to a new low.
Hey, listeners, just so you know, this is an act. We're only sort of racist, but it's against white people, so figure that out.
This is pent-up terribleness from not doing it. Like, we can't go this bad at the con, can we?
I've done worse.
That's true. Okay, so...
Are you forgetting about N-word Jim during Who's Line?
Yeah, well, that...
Oh, N-word Jim.
That was received with the appropriate, oh, no.
When N-word Jim threw out his N-word,
yes.
I immediately scanned the audience for Bucktown Tiger.
Ah!
And he saved the day. He signed off on it.
Did he give a thumbs up or something?
I think he went, oh, damn, very loudly.
Oh, damn.
And knowing him, then ate chicken. Like this, I'm not even being racist on that one. He always, like, that's what he does. Somebody will look at him, he's like, I got chicken. Like, all right, you're a comedian.
Bring me back to Martin Luther King after this point.
Martin Luther, I'm done with my point.
We just had Martin Luther King Day. That's why this is important.
That's why we were doing a show. You immediately said, hey, you want to be racist on the worst
what?
Possible day?
No.
That's why we're doing the show.
The day after. It's the cleansing.
Oh, today's the... Yeah, because yesterday had to be so nice. What is wrong with you?
Because everyone was so mad if there was a march in Washington. Okay, let me get to the point. God damn it. Okay, so how you can't resist a deal?
You mean my Jew side? Yes,
yes,
I am aware.
Jew sense tingles. And then you see Oreos on sale.
I just bought a box of Oreos from Costco because they were $1 off. They were 10 times the expense of buying them at Jewel, but I got 20 times the amount and $1 off.
You got that gigantic box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That was also on sale. That was $3.50 off.
This is not a reason to buy things.
It is completely a reason to buy things. What, did you want me to just burn $3.50? Because that would be the equivalent. I had to buy it.
You would have lost that $3.50 if you did not buy the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Because sometime in the future, I would have bought Cinnamon Toast Crunch. But since I bought it today, I saved $3.50.
I don't like your logic.
I don't either, but that's how the Jew mind works.
So that's my point. They're like, fast food places do this hardcore, especially fucking Burger King. Okay? When I was running by Burger King all the time, there'd be like three Whoppers for $1, right?
They do that.
Huh?
Do they do that?
Something like that.
Three Whoppers for $1?
It was like two sandwiches.
This has been the Dragon Show. I'm going to lunch.
No. Nobody needs that much Whopper.
Going to lunch!
Nobody needs that much Whopper.
I love you!
Get back here.
Don't come home. Send me a defibrillator.
Fuck you. Okay, here's my point, right? So Jews can't... They can't... The Nazis have been trying to figure something out, right? I think they've taken over the Burger King... So that they poison you with food. This is their very slow Holocaust.
Are you saying that they moved from gases to trans fats?
To butt gases to trans fats, yes.
Oh, dear God.
This is the Whopper cost, okay?
You're sick.
Whopper cost is
Whopper
a thing.
Cost.
It's a Whopper cost.
The Whopper cost
hashtag
is apparently $3 for $1.
Hashtag Whopper cost.
Oh, dear. If I find this trending, I'm just... Mm. That's it. We're done.
Sas, you like the Whopper? You like the new fries? They have a certain taste to them? Yeah, Sas, they're very good.
What would you like to drink with that? No, we do not have the juice!
No juice.
No juice here.
We hate the juice. I can't think of any more Burger King jokes because they're just not relevant anymore.
I have not been to a Burger King, and I can't tell you how long.
We are not loving it. That is the other one. We love nothing.
I hate you.
But we are German.
Your German accent is worse than mine. Just
and yet
you
I'm
know.
German.
That's right. I forget you have a bit of German in you.
I have much German in me.
Yeah, just a bit.
Unless you have any of German in you, I'm not sure.
Although, I mean, once or twice I let you, but usually I top.
Well, that's why I'm saying the German's in me, if you are any German.
What's your stand-up joke? You're Polish and German?
I'm Polish and German, so on Lonely Nights I invade myself.
I love that joke.
Which, like, I thought I was Czechoslovakian, because that's not as bad as Polish. Because I don't know about you. I don't know if it's a Chicago thing. Did you hear a lot of Polak jokes growing up?
Oh, tons.
Yeah, exactly. I think that might be a local thing, because Chicago is so fucking Polish.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Like, Polak this, Polak that. That was the joke that you would go to. It was like the blonde joke for when I was growing up.
We had both. I'm a South Sider of Chicago. Okay. We have blonde jokes and Polish jokes.
Blonde Polak jokes.
Too. Did you hear about the guy who walked? He was blind.
Okay.
And he walked into the Polish blonde bar.
No.
Yep. He walked in there and there were 12 blonde Polish women. He's like, hey, you guys want to hear the joke about the Polish blonde? And this one very large woman walked up to him and said, you do realize, if you tell that joke, there are 12 Polish blonde women in here. They're going to beat the shit out of you. And the blind man said, oh, hell, I don't want to tell it. I'd have to repeat it 12 fucking times.
I have heard. Yes, that's awesome. Very well done. Very well done.
Very well.
Golf clap.
Oh, golf clap. Where are our sound effects? I thought we got sound effects. Whoop,
boom.
That is just you making noises.
We can do Soul Calibur on here. I just don't want to press the right thing.
Yeah, don't push buttons on that thing. It's still confusing.
Yeah. This expensive-ass equipment that...
We should really tweet a picture of this setup that we have.
It's a pretty terrible setup.
I love it, but yeah, it is.
We do look like we're in a bunker.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Woo! We do look like some like doomsday preppers who are like we should be surrounded by beans right now.
I love it when I have friends coming over and they take a look in this room like, is that for porn? Like, no, it's for a podcast. Like, I've never heard of your podcast. Like, well, we haven't done it in like 6 months.
It's an all audio porn podcast.
Oh baby.
So I have been having the furry experience for those who don't know.
Oh no.
I got laid off a while ago. I think I've mentioned it a little bit, but I never went into it. But yeah, I was laid off, and I'm looking for a job. I hope to get call for a job today.
So if you ever want yourself 3D'd, tell Xander the Blue.
No, here's the thing. I'm also working on a Patreon, which is porn, where you make a character, and you go in, you have sex. It's groundbreaking. This has never been done before.
Right.
There's never been a product where there's sex going on. This is new, right?
There's a lot of products with sex.
Are you sure? On the internet?
Yeah.
Really?
I've heard of these.
Fuck.
Yeah. I think I look for porn, I go to the internet.
Okay, this is porn with animal people, though. Has that been done?
F.A. Well, hold on. Is it going to go down every 10 minutes?
Sometimes they go down, yes.
Okay, well then, yeah, it's been done.
Okay, got it. Yeah, but yeah, if you want to check it out, it's The Cat House Tale on Patreon. I'm sure you can find it. Just look for
The Cat House
Xander
Tale.
Xander Fuck Cycle, and then you'll find it.
Xander Fuck Cycle?
No, like a cycle, like a run cycle.
Nope, that's not where I'm going with this.
Like the bike?
Xander Fuck Cycle.
Okay, we got to have a fuck cycle in the game.
We're making a Xander Fuck Cycle. I am commissioning this.
It'll be like the light cycles in Tron.
Hey, Xander.
Fuck cycle game. Did you ever play the Tron game?
No, I never played the Tron game. I played Motorbike, the Nintendo game.
It was like competitive Snake, right? Where you could only move the four directions, but you had to cut each other off. It was just like the movie.
Oh my God.
It was really cool. But it like instead they like explode in vats of cum and stuff.
Xander Fuck Cycle.
Xander Fuck Cycle. Anyway, but that's what I've been doing. Bitch fish. Oh, bitch yeah. Fish. My cat is a bitch fish now.
Yes, your cat is a bitch
fish. Yeah, we were playing Drawful, which was a thing on everything. Actually, it's on almost all major consoles, which is on the Jackbox, Yes.
Jackbox? Are you talking about your video game again? Did you just burp into the microphone?
Yes.
You know, at least I turn away from it.
Do you?
Yes.
You just burp mid-sentence a lot.
Shut up.
It's like there that it's you know, our roommate Miko does not burp.
Yeah, I know.
He seriously doesn't burp.
Yeah, it drives me crazy. He sits there like, God, I wish I could burp. I'm like, well, then burp. And then he tries and he farts.
No, then his stomach rumbles a little bit. It's like, that's my version of a burp. Like, that is not your version of a burp.
That is not a burp. Me and you are sitting there doing symphonies to a burp. Toccata and fugue in D, burp.
So what else? You've been playing Grand Theft Auto.
I fell in love with Grand Theft Auto 5. Xander bought it for me for Christmas. And
yay.
Yeah, you know what I
got to
say.
You get so frustrated. Like, okay, you hate driving.
Yep.
And you say, fuck. Actually, I think that's kind of your, is this your outlet? Because, oh, you better not do that for real life.
No, believe it or not, I've been more calm behind the wheel since I've started playing Grand Theft Auto. But the problem I keep having is I want to play the game, but then somebody cuts me off or changes lanes or looks at me from the other car, and I feel the need to stop my car, get out, and shoot them because it's a video game and I feel like I can get away with it. So I spend 4 hours running away from the cops because I keep shooting douchebags. Then I go into the real world and I'm like, hey, I don't need to shoot you. I killed that fat bitch in blue pants in Grand Theft Auto today.
God damn you, fat bitch in blue pants.
She cut me off. Or looked like she was going to.
God damn it.
It makes me feel better.
Anyway. I've been playing Mordor. I've been killing people. That's what I've been doing when I'm not looking for a job.
So that's what you've been doing almost nonstop? Because you're furry and you don't look for jobs?
I've been pretty good as far as my daily routine. I need to do more working out. That's for sure. Well, okay, living in a house with people with different schedules is weird.
It's awesome.
Because you
I get to sleep.
I don't want to be the guy who's an ass and goes off to the computer room and does his thing, you know? Because what the fuck? I'm unemployed. How dare I not hang out with somebody when they have their free time? That's how it works. What? Haven't you ever had that social pressure?
No.
What?
What part of I'm a logical, like,
whatever.
Heartless fuck
no,
do you not
you
get
are
it?
Host ferret. I've seen you. You have a party, and you
that's
have to
be... That's a party!
Okay. But when someone's over at your house, you want to be the perfect
but
host.
No one's over at the house. These are people who live at your house.
When someone... What do? Just, like, use a broom?
Yeah.
Start feeding them?
Get out.
Get out of here, Chinese kid.
I've already fucked you.
What are you doing here? Is the cum still in your ass? I don't care. Just get out.
Is the cum is that a reason to stay somewhere? Yeah, I can't go. There's still cum in my ass.
Oh, there's still cum in my ass. What? No. Go to Jewel.
What is he getting a Jewel?
It's a car. There's a toilet there. They can get the cum out of their ass. Cum be gone. Cum. It's in the pharmacy section.
You go to a weird Jewel.
Well, they don't have cum be gone at the Jewel?
No, there is no cum be gone.
I thought I seriously stained one of my shirts because I thought I had cum on it that wouldn't wash out.
Jesus Christ.
It was an accident. I don't even know how it got there.
Speaking of staining things, we have now washed the comforter for my bedroom 4 times in 1 week. I hate your cat.
She had a little butt infection. She had a little butt infection.
I come home from work. And Mia is very standoffish, so I ask Xander and Miko, hey, what's wrong with the cat? And without missing a beat, Miko goes, we had to look at her butt, and then just stopped. That was all I got.
Well, she got really nervous, because you know how Bill Cosby's been in so much trouble lately?
True.
And you know that that saying, drop the Cosby kids off at the pool?
Oh, no.
She didn't want to see Bill Cosby. Look, she's still a girl. She's she's an adult. Okay, she's an adult cat.
She's a kitten.
She got a little kitten face, but she's an adult cat.
She's a 13-year-old kitten.
That's why she stopped drinking her water bowl. She was looking for pills in there. You never know when Bill Cosby's going to come into your house and rape your cat.
That is true. Public safety announcement.
Yeah, public service announcement. Yeah.
Watch out for Bill Cosby. He'll break into your house and rape your cat.
We could sell Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby safety devices or something.
You know what it is? A sweater unraveler. He would never go near you.
I can't remember what we were thinking of, like a classic horror movie where you hear like, choo, 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 ca, ca. You know, like with
Jason.
Yeah, yeah. But imagine that where you hear,
oh dear God.
in the distance.
And then the throwing dildos come.
Just pills, just like throwing and hoping it gets in your mouth. And then the throwing dildos. So let's go back to the throwing dildos.
On the throwing dildos?
Yes, because I don't understand the concept. It's just a dildo.
Well, I mean, against straight people, it's a major deterrent. And against gay people, you know you're on the same team, running.
You need to lube that up.
Absolutely not.
Why?
You got to teach them a lesson. If the throwing dildos come out, this is an emergency.
Which, by the way, back to caveman rape, I don't understand how gays existed without lube. Like, what did they use?
Screaming.
Screaming is lube?
Screaming is lube.
Bullets to put in their mouths to bite on?
Why do the cavemen have bullets? What the fuck?
The gangster cavemen. Come on.
Your timeline on the Industrial Revolution is way off.
I was very bad at history.
I'm noticing.
Cavemen
riding dinosaurs, shooting guns, stealing jobs.
Yeah, you know, I should not do a historical movie.
I'm going to get you drunk, and the next Al Capone, podcast is going to be history. What Xander actually thinks happened in the 20s.
So Al Capone rapes a caveman, and then there's Leonardo da Vinci. Oh, it's History Channel. He's here to cut clear things up.
No. You're a little off.
Okay.
It was Bill Cosby.
Oh, no.
It was Bill Cosby with the throwing dildo in Cave 7. Clue solved.
Oh, okay.
I win the game.
Bill Cosby's time rape. This is a new series.
Let's do the time rape again.
It's just a fuck to the left.
And Bill Cosby is tight.
It doesn't matter if he's tight. Man.
Hey, sometimes rape can be in reverse.
Oh my god, he started raping the gays, and that's where the rainbow flag came from? Because it's like the
sweat, that's the
sweater.
Thing they remember. You're right.
Yeah, it's just in their minds.
It's just rape, gay flag, throwing dildos, history, cavemen biting bullets.
He's going to be at the next gay pride parade because we discovered he's been time traped. He started. Okay, after.
He is Judy Garland.
He is Judy Garland. With lots of surgery. No, after he discovered he can't use the pills anymore, right? So he went back in time and started homosexuality by knocking guys out and then teaching them that butt sex can be good.
He also domesticated the sheep.
Oh my god, he's Bill Cosby, ironically, is responsible for the Civil War.
All right, I'll go down this dark tunnel.
Okay.
Explain this
one. If he domesticated the sheep, right?
Okay.
That's wool, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The cotton gin. That's what the South was built on, right? So Bill Cosby is responsible for the Civil War.
You need to go back to school.
I learned history.
You desperately need to go back to school.
Just so I can raise my hand and say, where's the part where Bill Cosby raped a caveman to start the Civil War? What?
What was the learning tool from The Simpsons? The cone of ignorance that surrounds Bart?
Like, I don't even know. I would just get kicked out right away.
I think that's because you're 30.
That is true, yeah. How old are you? Did you ever take a college class like that where there's like there's a person who's like 80 years
Absolutely.
Old?
Absolutely. Yeah, when I did, when I went back to work for the summer, I wanted to get two classes out of the way.
Okay.
So I took a community college summer courses just to get started on stuff. And there was, I mean, if I'm lying, I'm dying.
Yeah.
She looked, acted, and talked exactly like Strangers with Candy.
Oh.
When I first met her, and it was in a, finite mathematics class.
A boozer, user,
yes!
And a loser.
And she had the old sob story, how she used to be really addicted to things, and now she's trying to better her life. Like, everything was right out of that show.
Oh my
she
God.
Looked like her, and then they tried to get her to use a calculator, and it was like watching a 90-year-old woman try to program a VCR.
Oh.
It was glorious.
Yeah, don't you love it when you're I know this is your case as well. Oh, you just took some pills.
Uh-huh.
Were those M&Ms?
No.
Yes, they were.
Pills.
No, Cosby pills. M&M's are Cosby pills. Don't eat them. They're bad for you. It leads to rape. God damn it. I totally forgot what I was going to say. God damn it.
Welcome to my world.
Fuck. I just see you downing M&M's out of nowhere.
They were pills.
Where did you even...
They're acid.
Where did you even keep
them? Found
those?
Them on the floor.
I want LSD.
No, you don't.
You think that would be a bad trip?
You?
What are you looking for?
You a bad trip.
Yeah.
Are you insane?
Yeah.
Exactly. You are the second worst hypochondriac I know.
Okay.
You would kill yourself.
Just because my skin's crawling off and trying to kill me.
See, that wouldn't be your bad trip. You'd be sitting there like, I just took acid. Did my heart stop? Ambulance. Run into it.
That sounds about right.
Yep.
Okay. But it would be fun. It would be something to laugh about eventually. Maybe. No. Come on, you can be my spotter. You can just sit and, like, pretend to catch me.
I've done the spotter thing while other people are in acid before. I'm an instigator. You don't want this.
Do you just hug?
Usually I just say random animals softly into the air and watch the reaction.
Sheep.
You'd be surprised how many people are afraid of dolphins.
Sheep were domesticated by Bill Cosby and started the Civil War.
And that's when the house burned down.
Your goddamn derailing M&Ms really pissed me off.
They're pills.
I was going to say something. Not that I've been saying things this whole time, but yeah. Okay, so your life hasn't changed too much. Your job still sucks and all that.
I like my job.
You like your job, but you work when everyone's asleep. You're a fucking vampire.
Yay, I'm Spike.
And then,
except not cute.
And then the cat wakes
I've been watching Buffy, by
then the
way.
Cat wakes you up.
Meow. Your cat hates the fact that I sleep.
Yeah.
She despises that.
It's the morning
Did
time.
I tell you how she woke me up this morning?
go ahead.
She stood on my foot.
Yeah.
My foot. Not my leg. Not my chest. My foot. I looked down at the bottom of the bed. I thought you were kicking me because I was asleep. Mm. I looked down. She's got her front paws on my foot, and she's staring at me as if to say, bitch. Fuck you.
Okay. She had a butt infection, okay?
So what does that give her the right to stand on my foot?
You want
to
cuddle with your feet.
My feet do not smell like her. She smells might. Like cat poop.
No, she actually had a 2-day stint where she cuddled with my feet and Miko's feet.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she's like, okay, I'm going to sit on your feet now. Like, you've never done this. She's like the most not cuddle cat. She'll sit, like, near you. She actually sat on the couch with me 2 seats away.
Yep, that's how she does with me, too. As far as physically possible. She's like, no, this is cuddling. This counts.
It's an American...
Stop bitching.
She's an American cat. She wants her personal space.
Yeah, very much so. The night that the heat went out, trying to explain to her that heat blankets are warm was just the most frustrating thing I've ever seen.
You had to slam her down into the heat blanket.
We got home from the New Year's Eve party that the First Squared runs every year.
Oh, yeah, your furnace was out.
Yeah, we got home at 3:30 in the morning, and the temperature in the house was a cool 54 degrees. So like, oh, okay, so let's figure out what's going on. We finally find out, we set up the appointment, go upstairs, put on my electric mattress, and there's Mia, sitting in the corner, hiding from me. Like, oh, I may hate you, but I don't want you to die. So we took the electric blanket, put it down on the ground, put another blanket underneath it so it was all nice and comfy, turned it on, and then held her on it so that she realized this spot is warm. And the second we would let her go, she would run away. It's like, no, you're... Ugh. So I gave up, woke up the next morning, there she was in a little black ball of fur on the heated blanket.
Yay. Aww. She learned.
I kind of stapled her there, but still...
It was cute until I realized you crucified my cat.
She needed to stay warm.
It's a heated cross. Meow, meow. It's so nice. What the fuck is wrong with you? Stapling my kitty.
I love it when you two have a conversation while you're taking a crap.
Well, that's an important thing in a pet owner's life, okay?
Oh, my God.
That's one of the best things about having a cat. When you're taking a shit, they're like, oh, hi. How you doing?
Yeah, but you close the door, so she sits outside the door like, meow, and then I hear you. What? Meow, I'm taking a crap. Meow, no, I don't need that. Like, I don't even know what you think she's saying. But you have an answer for it all.
Sometimes when I take a shower, she'll be there if I'm taking too long.
Did you drown? Meow.
Are you slicing your wrists? Anyway.
See, for me, she just brings me a razor blade.
She brings you in her teeth?
Meow.
Aw, that's cute.
It's adorable. Like, yeah. I'll kill myself eventually. Meow.
She's got a little emo cut. Emo haircut. Just out of nowhere, she's got a wig on.
and black eyeliner over her black fur.
She's playing, like, she somehow put on Nine Inch Nails somehow. Like, how did you even... You don't have thumbs.
Meow.
There is a commercial like, what if cats had thumbs?
I would leave this planet.
They would help you kill yourself.
Yes, exactly.
They already have claws. Like, if cats got depressed, it's like right there.
Yeah, I really wish you would have gotten rid of those.
No, you don't. Okay, they don't let you do that anymore.
No, they do.
Where? Do you have to, like, take it to some guy in a back alley?
I would take her to Mexico to get that done, because your cat is a goddamn alarm clock that goes off at the most inopportune times, because she found out that scratching my dresser, the wooden dresser, is really fucking loud.
Here comes Pepe. Pepe the Declar.
Pepe the Declar is the one that cuts off feet. You want Jose.
Oh, Jose.
Yeah, but Pepe didn't quite make it through med school.
The cat's just running around.
In stumps. Little peg legs.
Yes.
It's a pirate cat.
It would be so adorable.
And sad.
Could you imagine a peg leg cat?
But the weird thing is, now she's addicted to tacos.
You think, no, taco is just like, it's like PTSD. He's like, tacos, no!
One day you're flipping through the radio stations and the Mexican hat dance comes on. The cat just fucking freaks out. Tries to run away, trips over her own peg legs. It actually sounds like taps.
Okay, do we have any final thoughts?
Final thoughts?
Yes.
We're back, guys. We're back. This is our first show back. We immediately went with racism.
Made fun
of the Asians.
We gotta fuck the little Asian boys.
We did have a Jew joke. Okay, so as long as we're still on track.
Nazi whoppers.
We pissed off just about everyone.
Whopper cost.
I said I'm not here. We covered that. We mentioned First Squared, the convention that's going to happen.
We did now.
We mentioned First Squared, the convention that's going to happen February 27th through March 1st.
Y'all should go.
Brookfield.
Second year.
Wisconsin.
It's amazing.
Year two.
Yeah.
It's my convention.
It did really well. And everyone said it was the most amazing experience, and Bill Cosby will not be there.
Yeah, Bill Cosby is not allowed. Yeah,
we have a Bill Cosby alarm.
And if you want to see a clusterfuck, come, because our guest of honor is Fur, so you know this is going to be a fucking disaster.
Hey, he throws a good rave.
He throws an amazing rave, but I've given him power, so I don't know what's going to happen at this con. I'm expecting fires.
You know what's fun about running a con is some of the interesting emails you get.
We don't talk about those.
We'll talk about those next time.
If you want to hear about those, go to Convention Horror Stories.
Yes.
There will be a Convention Horror Stories panel.
But that's the thing, a lot of them don't reach fruition. They don't even reach fruition as far as like reality.
Yeah, I know.
We should just have that "We didn't say no" con.
We didn't say. Oh my god!
Just everything's been approved. Because you've been to things where it's like, oh my god, how was this ever approved?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But that's for another time.
Yeah.
Shakes. Oh, you built Fort Fructose.
Fort Fructose is back. If you look at our Twitters, you'll see pictures of Fort Fructose.
Go to First Squared Twitter and. There's Fort Fructose.
Yeah, please sign up for the First Squared Twitter, especially if you're going to be there. It makes it a lot easier for us to say, the building's on fire.
Yes. And then I have to retweet it.
Yeah, yes, please retweet.
Like, Xander, retweet this.
Yeah, you have a lot of followers.
You have followers. God damn it. Okay, are we done?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back.
Yay! I'm Xander.
I'm Alkali.
Goodbye.
I miss you guys. Yay, bye.
Bye.